The reality is parents have a lot on their plate and they have a lot of things going on. And so that's why it's so important that we have industry standards. The extent that we can protect them and take the human behavior out of how we're designing products is absolutely the safest way to prevent some of these needless deaths and injuries.
How big a problem is this?
The good news is that the Consumer Product Safety Commission, who issues recalls for toys, over the past 5 to 10 years, are seeing fewer and fewer recalls. So toy manufacturers and in the industry are adhering to the standards to some degree. That's the good news. You and I were talking earlier about the hoverboards, which I think there was a rush to get those out because this is the anniversary of Back to the Future and the hoverboards, and they've become very popular, and several airlines are now banning those because they have lithium batteries in them and they can spontaneously combust.
Electronically powered toys can present problems for parents.
Particularly with young children less than 10 years of age. You want to stay away from a toy that is plugged in. Now, that said, we also say, you know, look at battery-powered toys. But there are some batteries, like magnet batteries that you see in like greeting cards and things like that, that we're also seeing a big problem in terms of younger children getting their hands on them and choking. And not only choking, but they can cause some other health issues as well. And
you know, it's long been a problem, or long been warned about, the small parts mm-hmm. that can come with toys and the problems they can present for young children. But those warnings keep coming out every year. The toy industry hasn't figured this out yet.
There are standards there that require that if it is to be sold or marketed for a child under the age of 3, it shouldn't have small parts. Now, some manufacturers slip those through. And for example, one of the toys that's listed on the 10 most dangerous toys right now is a toy that's marketed for infants, but it's got small parts and wheels that can break off. And it has actually been recalled. But part of that problem is not only are there small parts there, but there are also things like strings that you shouldn't have with children. And so the industry requires that playpen toys or crib toys have strings that are less than 12 inches, but yet there are some pull toys that can have strings that are over 20 inches. And what happens is, particularly a small child, it can just get wrapped around their neck and it can literally strangle them.
So when shopping for toys for a small child, what would be the optimum type of toy?
The optimum type of toy would be something that doesn't have small parts and something that, you know, could help possibly help their fine motor skills and things like that. Balls are, they don't have any sharp edges or anything like that. Even plush toys, you need to make sure that they don't have, like stuffed animals, which are incredibly popular, that they don't have like the little eyes that can pop off or the nose that can pop off. And the other thing that's really important is, and again, I know this is difficult to do, but parents need to put up toys and have them stored in a toy box when they're not being used. If you've got an older child that's has a bead set and is making jewelry and things like that, if those beads fall out on the floor, a smaller child can put it in their mouth and swallow it. So educational toys or toys that help develop motor skills and things like that are always good. But again, there can always be problems, and so parents need to be ever vigilant.
Shelley Stephen-Stedham, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Sam.